Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Let's get back to it here on a Friday on the BetMGM Network. This is You Better You Bet. I am Femi Abebefe, hanging out with you guys this afternoon, celebrating the National Football League. And that celebration will continue in 20 minutes when we're joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on last night's wild Cowboys-Eagles game. I can talk about drama. Like, obviously, you have the spitting incident from Jalen Carter's dumbass doing that stuff to start the game, getting ejected like 4 seconds in. You have the spread drama, you have the total drama with the game, 41 points. Live total at one point was 63.5, and it lands on 44. It's just a ridiculous, ridiculous week one game. But hey, welcome back, National Football League. Hardly missed you, and hardly missed getting beat by crazy things like that. But Nick will go ahead and give us his thoughts on everything that transpired last night in Philadelphia. That's coming up to begin the 4 o'clock hour. But do want to pass this news along that just came down while we were in the break out of San Francisco from San Francisco senior writer of The Athletic, Vic Tafer. Christian McCaffrey is warming up for practice. We just spoke about it in the last segment. McCaffrey dealing with this calf injury. I made the joke that, hey, it might not be DEFCON 1, but it should be DEFCON 1.5, since that's where the point spread sits right now between the Niners and the Seahawks for Sunday's game. But I think we're supposed to take this as a positive sign. You know, can he make it through the practice, or is he going to be limited? My guess, regardless of what happens today, they're probably going to list him as questionable, and we're not going to really find out until tomorrow. That's when we usually get like the status on these questionable guys on the Friday injury report. So good sign, though, at least, that he's warming up. We'll see if he can make it through today's practice, and hopefully for all you fantasy owners out there, people who want to invest in the 49ers, fingers crossed that this is just a blip on the radar and McCaffrey's going to be good to go, because we all love to see Christian McCaffrey play. So Christian McCaffrey once again warming up for Friday's practice. That is courtesy of The Athletic's Vic Tafer, their senior NFL writer. But let's get into the marquee games this weekend in the National Football League, because boy, it is a tasty, tasty slate to begin the regular season. And look no further than in Buffalo with the Ravens and the Bills. Western New York will be center stage Sunday night in this AFC divisional rematch from the game that we saw last January. Right now over at BetMGM, the Ravens are 1-point favorite, total sitting at 50.5. Now there's a lot of injury news with this game. Of course, for Baltimore, they're not going to have Isaiah Likely, nor will they have their fullback Patrick Ricard. He is dealing with a calf injury. Likely is dealing with a foot injury, which he suffered earlier during training camp. Those guys matter. And I say like guys, because Ricard matters as well, especially for their running game. Like, you want that guy to be out there to block and that fullback to be the lead blocker for Derrick Henry and or Lamar Jackson. That kind of hurts the run game a little bit if you're Baltimore. And Likely, of course, is probably their best pass catcher. It's between he and Zay Flowers. Certainly not between the guy that's backing up Isaiah Likely, Mark Andrews. That's for damn sure, if you watch the AFC divisional game. But Likely and Flowers are probably their two best pass catchers. They're two most dynamic pass catchers, and they will not have Likely out there on the field. And for Buffalo, a lot of injuries to report on their front. Khalil Shakir, their wide receiver, has been dealing with a high ankle sprain that he suffered during training camp. He practiced in full on both days. I believe he practiced full today, so it sounds like he should be good to go for Sunday's game. In the secondary, though, it's a little bit more touch and go. Christian Benford, their cornerback, he was full on Thursday. We'll see what he does today out there on the practice field. And then Tre'Davious White, he was DNP both days with a groin injury. It's not looking too good for Tre'Davious White. And then an under-the-radar injury to keep in mind for Sunday night, Bills kicker Tyler Bass. Now, usually we don't talk about kickers when we discuss injuries, but like, this is a big deal. Like, kicking game matters, especially in these games that are so closely contested. The spread is one. Like, you want to have a reliable kicker in that kind of a contest. He's dealing with a left hip and groin injury. Didn't practice on Thursday. Buffalo has signed Matt Prater to their practice squad. I think Matt Prater is like 56 years old. But Matt Prater is going to be the emergency kicker if Tyler Bass cannot go on Sunday. So just keep that in mind. That's kind of a biggie. Tyler Bass, usually like kickers, nobody really cares about, but like, hey, You're going to need to care about this one because I'm old enough to remember, like, when teams don't have kickers. I mean, we all saw Giants Commanders last year in week two when the Giants kicker got injured. It was a Graham Gano who got hurt on the opening kickoff, and all of a sudden they had to go for it on every single fourth down, and they had to go for two on every single touchdown, and it cost them the game. Tyler Bass, DNP yesterday, and it sounds like Buffalo is kind of preparing to not have Tyler Bass on Sunday when they take on the Baltimore Ravens. As for what I would bet in this game, I don't think I'm going to end up on the side. I think for me, like, if I had to bet it, Baltimore's better, but do I trust Baltimore? And usually, like, the trust thing doesn't come up until January. Like, in big games, Baltimore's typically really good in the regular season. We've seen them blow out, like, upper echelon teams in the regular season, then come January, soil down their leg. But, like, still, it's on the road. Buffalo's got a great home field advantage. There's just something about, like, you're getting Josh Allen, the reigning MVP, at home in primetime as an underdog. So I'm just going to pass this game because, like, my head tells me Baltimore is clearly better, but my gut just says there's chance for some nonsense happening in this game to where maybe Baltimore puts up one of those classic we beat ourselves performances and maybe Buffalo is able to outlast them. So I'm going to pass the game. I'll definitely watch the game. I'll probably try to bet some props because I want some action pending on how Sunday goes. But I'm going to pass the game as it stands right now. There's just too much going on here with the injuries. And also I don't want to be laying road chalk against a quarterback of the likes of Josh Allen. The late window Sunday afternoon, all eyes will be on Lambeau Field between the Detroit Lions and the Green Bay Packers. Green Bay, a 2-point favorite, that total sitting at 47. And what a game this should be. Fact-finding mission, if you will. You have Packers edge rusher Micah Parsons making his Green Bay debut out there in front of the fan base at Lambeau Field. And then for the Detroit Lions, we got the new coordinators. Ben Johnson, he's in Chicago. Aaron Glenn, he's in New York. What is this going to look like for the Detroit Lions? And what is it going to look like now that they have Aiden Hutchinson back? That Lions defense last year when Hutchinson was on the field, they were very, very good. Then once he got hurt and everyone else got hurt, they had like 17 guys on IR, then they fell apart, especially towards the end of the season, in particular that divisional round game against the Commanders on that Saturday night. But now everyone's back and healthy for the most part. How do these two teams match up? The two teams, in my opinion, of which are the best in the NFC. And honestly, watching Philly last night, it only reinforced that opinion that I think Detroit and Green Bay are the two teams that will be playing for the NFC title in January. But from an injury standpoint, Green Bay has a bunch of injuries. What's new? You got cornerback Nate Hobbs limited on Thursday with a knee injury. Let's see if he can do stuff today. Jaden Reed was on the practice field on Thursday, has been dealing with this Jones fracture. Even if he practices today, do you feel confident about him on Sunday? I wouldn't. And then Michael Parsons limited both days with this back injury, which seems like it's a nerve issue where he needs an epidural. We've been talking about epidurals all training camp with Matthew Stafford. Like, the whole thing seems messy for Green Bay. I don't like the spot. And if I had to bet the game, I'd probably bet the Detroit Lions. And I think in the contest, I'll probably have the Lions. I'm not going to put my own money on it. I'll probably have Lions, though, +2.5, +2 in the contest, because I do think the spot sets up really, really nicely for Detroit coming out the gate. And Green Bay, while I'm highest on them in the NFC, and I think they're going to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl, doesn't mean they have to win week one. So give me Detroit in Sunday's game against the Packers. Let's go to LA. Speaking of epidurals, how about Matthew Stafford and the Rams? They're hosting the Houston Texans. Rams 3-point favorites, total 43.5. And this is kind of like Freaky Friday a little bit with this game, because 4 weeks ago, all the injury news would have been with the Rams, with Matthew Stafford and his back and his epidurals and Alaric Jackson with the blood clots. Like, all the stuff was on the Rams. And now that we've gotten to game week, Stafford's good to go. Jackson's good to go. And for the Houston Texans, now we have cluster injury at wide receiver. Christian Kirk, dealing with a hamstring injury, has already been ruled out. And it might not just be this week for Christian Kirk. It could be a multi-week injury. Braxton Berrios, another wide receiver, he also has a hamstring injury. He also has been ruled out. So now you look at the Texans pass catchers on a Texans offense that, you know, middle of the road on their best day. It's Nico Collins, who's a stud, and then it's those two Iowa State rookies that are going to be the pass catchers for this C.J. Stroud-led Texans offense. The under was my bet in this game. I love it. The more I think about it, it's aging like fine wine. The market's moving in our favor. I bet under 44.5 on Tuesday. It's now 43.5, crossing through that key number. Man, I just really, really think this is going to be a low-scoring game. I would beg and die for a 3.5 with Houston. I don't think we'll get it, but I'm still going to bet the Houston Texans +3 at minimum. I just don't like the setup for Matthew Stafford. I know they say he's healthy. I've seen this before in the past. Quarterbacks that were not getting a whole lot of live bullets during training camp, and especially not in the preseason, they don't tend to play well week one. So I can see the Texans defense overwhelming Matthew Stafford out the gate, and maybe Houston wins this one, potentially going away despite their injuries at wide receiver. And then finally, the Giants and the Commanders, the marquee game of the early window. You have the Commanders, 6-point favorites, total 45.5. Giants left tackle Andrew Thomas, listed as doubtful. He did some work today, did work on Wednesday, did not practice Thursday. It looked like he was trending in the right direction, but now he is listed as doubtful. Big blow to the G-men offensive line. They really, really, really need him out there. Unfortunately, he will not be for Big Blue. So those are the marquee games that we have this week. And let's go ahead and bring on our guy Tyler Morales to get his best bet for tonight and maybe even the weekend in the National Football League. Tyler, what do you like in the NFL and anything else you have percolating over these next couple of days?
Yeah, so this is going to be a popular one today. I love Xavier Worthy's over in receiving yards, 60.5. So obviously no Rashee Rice. Okay. The last six games with Mahomes last year, Worthy was averaging like 9 targets, 90 yards. And I'm fully buying into this new offensive line. Outside of Mahomes, who I think this is obviously going to impact the most with the good offensive line, we didn't really even see Xavier Worthy's like skill sets last year. He's a deep threat and a burner. He averaged like 10 yards a catch last year. Like, that's not what he is. So give me Xavier Worthy's over in receiving yards, kind of like over 100 yards in the touchdown too for Worthy, like 6-1. So I'm all in on Xavier Worthy tonight.
Yeah, I mean, if he has a big game, it's usually going to be for those explosive plays. So I love it. And we've already seen in the preseason the Chiefs making a concerted effort to try to throw the ball down the field, explosive plays. Maybe it's not going to look like what it was with like prime Travis Kelce, prime Tyreek Hill, but maybe it can look somewhat close to that. And if it does, look out the rest of the National Football League, because Mahomes, it feels like he's kind of on this revenge tour here in 2025. All right, on the other side, Nick Kostos will join us with his thoughts on the wild and wacky week one opener between the Cowboys and the Eagles.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.